Market Mantra. Market Mantra. Market Mantra. Market Mantra. Market Mantra. Market Mantra. Welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. I'm Arjun Chaudhary and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Vibhuti Kumar Mishra.
धन्यवाद अर्जुन. नमस्कार, मार्केट मंत्र में आपका स्वागत है. आधे घंटे के इस कार्यक्रम में हम देश और दुनिया से आर्थिक, व्यापारिक और शेयर बाजार के ताजा समाचार आप तक लाएंगे और उन पर चर्चा करेंगे. हमारे साथ खबरों पर चर्चा के लिए स्टूडियो में आमंत्रित हैं आर्थिक विश्लेषक उदयन रे. उदयन जी, मार्केट मंत्र में आपका स्वागत है.
धन्यवाद.
और अब हेडलाइंस के साथ हैं मेरे सहयोगी अर्जुन चौधरी.
Prime Minister says investing in people, economy and innovation defines roadmap of Viksit Bharat. Indian benchmark indices stage a comeback. Sensex jumps over 700 points while Nifty 50 closes at 22,337. Amid ongoing trade tensions, US President Donald Trump says it's now their turn to start using tariffs against other countries.
प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी ने कहा कि लोगों, अर्थव्यवस्था और नवाचार में निवेश विकसित भारत के रोडमैप को परिभाषित करता है. भारतीय शेयर बाजार में आज जोरदार उछाल. सेंसेक्स में 700 अंकों से ज्यादा की बढ़त. निफ्टी 22,337 पर बंद. और व्यापारिक तनावों के बीच अमेरिकी राष्ट्रपति डोनाल्ड ट्रंप ने कहा कि अन्य देशों के खिलाफ टैरिफ लगाने की बारी अब उनकी है.
In our top story, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government has given the same priority to people, economy and innovation as much priority that has been given to infrastructure and industries in investment. Addressing a post-budget webinar on employment through video conferencing today, Mr. Modi said the vision of investment in people stands on three pillars of education, skill and healthcare. Mr. Modi said the themes of the webinar, investing in people, economy and innovation, define the roadmap of Viksit Bharat. He said many decisions have been taken in this budget to promote domestic and international tourism. Prime Minister said 50 destinations across the country will be developed focusing on tourism. He said giving infrastructure status to hotels in these destinations will increase the ease of tourism and also boost local employment. Mr. Modi said India will establish a national large language model to develop AI capabilities. He said in this direction, the private sector also needs to be one step ahead of the world. He said the government has taken several steps in this budget to promote startups. Mr. Modi said a corpus fund of 1 lakh crore rupees has been passed to promote research and innovation. He said this will increase investment in emerging sectors with deep tech fund of funds. Employment generation has been one of the key focus areas of the government. Driven by the vision of the Prime Minister, the government has taken multiple steps to promote job growth and create greater avenues for employment. Udayan, give us an idea of the challenges before the youth today because of the changing landscape. You have AI capabilities, AI-driven job opportunities and job losses as well. So how is the economic and the education policy right now aimed towards ensuring that the next level of employment is something that the youth can meet the demands of employers, especially based on this webinar by our Honorable Prime Minister, Shri Narendra Modi?
Well, one of the key things which things like AI are bringing to the fore is anything that which is repetitive can be automated. So anything which can be automated will eventually get automated, because at least in the private sector or even government, you want to improve efficiency, you want to move, do things at a faster pace, at lower costs. So anything which is mechanical, repetitive, which distinction was not there in the past, they are candidates ripe for job losses. That's the second part. The great part is anything which requires critical thinking, where you're, you know, it's something which is not a repetitive process where there's thinking involved, there where you're actually talking to the machine, making the machine smarter. You're being able to use the machine to do things in a cheaper way, smarter way, quicker way. You can combine with other things, provide new solutions. So on one hand, those repetitive kind of processes where people were involved, they are getting automated. So think about a assembly line in a machine learning. In a manufacturing. So there's a car
assembly line.
Assembly line. Now think about robots and other things which can go and automate. So there would be that means there are going to be lesser number of people on the assembly line, but you need people who would look after the robots. You would need people who would know how the machine, the process is being managed. So it's a higher level. So you need a higher skill, you need better kind of thinking. Rote learning is going out of the window. You need to unlearn fast, learn. So every education curriculum becomes important, where all these things are involved, and everything that you learn, you know, becomes obsolete, because there's a new so you're using a search engine like a Google, and suddenly these AI tools come in and you start using them. So suddenly overnight things change. So having the before, what used to happen, Arjun, you would study and then that will work for the rest of your life. So every now what's going to happen is every 2-3 years you'll have to do it. So first is the part where you make an entry by having those skills which are not automated. Anything which a machine can do, you have to steer clear. Human beings have to steer clear. Second is every now and then you'll have to see what is the latest that's coming in and do it. So that's one segment of the workforce, Arjun. But what's going to happen is people who are doing it, they'll need support. So they'll need services. People who would be busy doing this, they'll need canteen services, food services, grocery services. So that's how the economy is going to get built. So everybody need not be a very high-skilled worker, but they could be providing smart, cheap, quick services to these people. So that's how one would see the opportunities coming in. So you are a smartphone manufacturing person, somebody who can help you with something else, develop an app or something like that. So that's how some of these things, whether it's manufacturing or services, are going to get involved. And while you'll have job losses on one hand, you'll have people who are earning phenomenal amounts on the other. So one estimate has projected that about 100 million very affluent Indians are going to be there by the year 2030, which is just about 5 years. So 100 million is a lot, Arjun. That's far larger than populations of many, many European countries. So that is the kind of change that will happen. And of course, the remaining portion of our population, which is the largest portion, they'll have to be taken care of, and we have to make sure that they're linked with this growth process.
ये जो विकसित भारत का जो रोड मैप है, जिसकी चर्चा अर्जुन ने की, आपने विस्तार में जवाब दिया उसका, लेकिन पीएम मोदी के लिए जो तीन शब्द हैं, पीपल, लोग, अर्थव्यवस्था और नवाचार में निवेश, जो चुनौतियां हैं, एआई का जो बढ़ता हुआ प्रभाव है, जो आगे इससे जो भी संभावनाएं भी खुलेंगी, इस देश का जो अंतिम आदमी है, जो वंचित आदमी है, उसके लिए आप किस प्रकार से देखते हैं इसको?
उसके लिए मैं ये कहूँगा कि कई चीज़ें जो उनके हाथ तक नहीं आती, कई चीज़ें जो हैं आप एक्सेस जिसे कहते हैं, जिसको आप छू सकते हैं, पा सकते हैं. तो पहले संचार को देखिए. संचार में पहले क्या होता था, एसटीडी का बूथ भी नहीं होता, फिर एसटीडी के बूथ आए, फिर कुछ लोगों के पास मोबाइल फोन आए, अब तो हमारे मोबाइल फोन स्मार्ट फीचर फोन आए, फिर स्मार्टफोन आए. तो पहले जो बातचीत होती थी, जो कम्युनिकेशन संचार हुआ करता, तो उसमें सिर्फ वॉइस से होता था. पहले वो भी नहीं होता था, फिर होने लगा. फिर जो आपको किस मंडी में कैसे दाम कहाँ पे मिल रहा है, मछुआरों को कहाँ पे जाके बेचना है, कहाँ कैसे वेदर फोरकास्ट कैसे होगा, उसके बारे में आपको जानकारी मिलने लगी. देखिए, पहले ये सब सिर्फ कृषि दर्शन में आया करता था, दूरदर्शन में. तो वो धीरे धीरे करके जो चीजें आपके हाथ में नहीं आती थी, वो आपके हाथ में आने लगी. अब तो ये है कि आप इस तरीके मशीन लर्निंग, जिसके बारे में अर्जुन ने एकदम से बात की, तो वो इसी तरीके से जो स्मार्ट मशीन होगा, वो अगर अंतिम आदमी तक पहुंच जाता है, वो उसके इस्तेमाल करने लायक होता है. तो आदमी इस तरीके से बात करे मशीन से, तो मशीन समझ रहा है तो उसका सहायक हो गया. जैसे अलादीन के साथ एक जीनी था. अब सोचिए एआई का काम वो होगा कि वो आपके स्मार्टफोन या किसी और डिवाइस में, यंत्र में लग के वो स्मार्ट हो जाएगा. तो मान लीजिए आप कोई जो दूध से जुड़े हुए लोग हैं, वो अपना दूध लेके जाते हैं, तो वो ऐसे एक संयंत्र है, मशीन है, जहाँ पे दूध की अपने आप टेस्टिंग हो गई, वहीं से आप इनकम का एस्टिमेट हो गया, वहीं से लोन का इंतजाम हो गया, वहीं से उसके दूध की गुणवत्ता को बढ़ाने का डेटा फार्मर को मिल गया. तो हम उन चीजों के बारे में बात कर रहे हैं.
जाहिर तौर पर बिल्कुल.
रिगार्डिंग हेल्थ केयर, देयर इज आल्सो द ओपिनियन दैट मोर डॉक्टर्स आर रिक्वायर्ड, एडिशनल सीट 75,000 इन नंबर इन कॉलेजेस कैन बी क्रिएटेड अंडर आवर कॉलेज स्कीम इटसेल्फ. यू नीड द अप्रूवल ऑफ कोर्स एंड द कोऑपरेशन ऑफ the National Medical Commission, NMC, the Dental Council of India, just to boost the healthcare sector. And tourism is also being seen as a means to develop employment, but also the infrastructure that's being created. You have the National Ropeways Project, for instance, in Uttarakhand, where cumulatively 7,000 crore rupees is being spent so that pilgrims can be carried from one point to another, especially to these important pilgrimage centers in half an hour to 45 minutes using ropeways, where the capacity is 1,800 per pole every time they are carried from one point to another, where the concessionaire has a 35-year concession, 6 years to build the project itself. And how do you see all of that actually benefiting the public and, more importantly, creating vital employment?
You've hit the nail on the head, Arjun. If you look at people who come in terms of tourist destinations, while we have one of the seven wonders of the world, I mean, that means there are six others in six other countries, but we are not in the top seven in the Western world. So if you see how masterfully Egypt and Turkey have marketed their tourist destinations, it is they seem to be in the bucket list of almost everybody out there. So one, you have to raise the awareness. Second is the infrastructure that you're talking about. And there's so much of it which is underdone in our country. We have got, you can do a whole religious circuit, both Buddhist and others, where there is already a talk. I mean, in the budget, there was mentioned. So there's that whole circuit that you can do. The medical tourism circuit, there's another circuit where you can, people say who are already coming, you encourage them and you ensure that other people come in. What also it does, Arjun, it's the downstream kind of employment generation. So everybody who comes in will have to stay in a hotel. They'll need food. They'll need people to take them
around.
Hotels
have been given infrastructure status as well.
Absolutely. And you see these in large cities where medical tourism are happening, or reasonably prominent cities. So you can actually see at a at a smaller level what are the kind of benefits one can do, one can get. So I think it probably needs to be done far more. And infrastructure is obviously a key part, whether it's airports, whether it's road transport, so where you can move from one to the other. And of course, it has to be marketed so well. We are far larger than the two countries that I talked about, and the number of destinations are far, far, far more. And so it has to, it obviously needs a next level kind of preparation.
और शेयर बाजार की बात करते हैं. प्रमुख घरेलू बाजार सूचकांक ने आज 1% से ज्यादा अंकों के साथ वापसी की है. बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का 30 शेयरों वाला सेंसेक्स 740 अंक या 1.01% की बढ़त के साथ 73,730 पर बंद हुआ. इसी तरह नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का निफ्टी 255 अंक या 1.15% की बढ़त के साथ 22,337 अंकों पर बंद हुआ. मिड कैप सूचकांक में 2.66%, जबकि स्मॉल कैप सूचकांक में 2.80% की वृद्धि दर्ज की गई.
Indian benchmark indices staged a comeback today with over 1% gain. The 30-share index at the BSE, the Sensex, rose 740 points, or 1.01% to close at 73,730. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 gained 255 points, or 1.15%, to settle at 22,337, snapping its 10-day losing streak. The mid-cap index added 2.66%, while the small-cap index gained 2.8%. In the Sensex pack, the top gainers were Jio Financial Services, which rose by 5.23%, Adani Ports gained 5%, and Tata Steel rose by 4.92%. Conversely, the top laggards included Bajaj Finance, which lost 3.2%, IndusInd Bank dipped 1.6%, and HDFC Bank slipped 1.2%.
और रुपये का हाल जानते हैं. अंतर बैंकिंग विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में रुपया डॉलर के मुकाबले 31 पैसे कमजोर होकर 86.96 रुपये प्रति डॉलर के स्तर पर बंद हुआ. छह अन्य प्रमुख मुद्राओं की तुलना में डॉलर की मजबूती दर्शाने वाला डॉलर सूचकांक दिन के कारोबार में 105.14 पर था.
What explains the bounce back in the market? Was a short covering by FIIs, or is it just the DIIs who continue to buy into the market, promising returns, if not now, but sometime in the future? Do you see them short covering right now? Is that explaining the bounce back in the market?
I would attribute it more to sentiment, Arjun. Every time there's this, I mean, the recently, the data that's been coming from the U.S. economy showing a little bit of softening, shall we say, on the employment front, and then the stubbornness of inflation. So that got people worried. Then this whole bit about tariffs. Now, the moment the some of the headlines came in that people are still trying to strike a deal, it might not follow through. We're not talking about China at the moment, but the other two countries, say Canada and Mexico, and then this whole although it didn't influence the developments related to Ukraine, although it didn't influence the market as much, but these things all added up together to give it a little bit of a breather, shall we say. So it's reclaimed some of the territory, but Arjun, again, we can expect more of the same. Whatever has happened in the past 1 month or 1 month plus, we can expect it for the next 3-4, maybe 5 months. That's my personal assessment, that every time a bad headline comes in terms of tariffs or some bad news comes in, because one of the reasons why we must understand is that anything which makes numbers uncertain makes markets don't like it. So you will buy a stock when you know what the revenue and the profitability is, or with certain amount of certainty or conviction, you can grasp it, then you'll buy into the stocks. But the moment there are quite a few balls up in there, and right now every time there's a discussion about some tariff or some strident kind of statement coming from the West, then what happens is then it does seep into the markets and impacts, and you see a cascading effect out here as well.
Well, export sectors, like metals and minerals, the Nifty metal actually went up by 4% today. We saw the gains yesterday as well, despite the markets falling yesterday. Today the market actually went up by 740 points. So what's the reason behind that? Because talking of tariff, the trade war that's being initiated by President Donald Trump right now would be hurting export goods and services. Nifty IT, of course, has been hit already, which has a weightage in our Sensex and Nifty. So clearly, if there's a loss in these particular stock valuations, the Sensex and Nifty are affected as well. But we have not seen that with metal. In fact, it's only gone up.
Well, Arjun, one of the things that was discussed was that as far as aluminum is concerned, I mean, this whole reciprocal tariff, we won't get into that.
So but it's starting from March the 12th.
That reciprocal tariff.
We're from April 2nd.
Yeah. So it's apparently not going to be impacting as much. But I would say that one of the In the previous question that you, in the answer, one of the things I probably overlooked, I couldn't mention to you, was this, the Chinese government is talking about sticking to a 5% growth rate. That is also an input that's, that helped the market. You know, you feel that there's going to be stimulus out there and those guys are going to do well. So our metal guys are probably far closer linked with the Chinese in terms of metals. Possibly that could be the reason. There could be other reasons. But I would, if I had to put a finger right now, I would put a finger out there.
Udayan ji, chautarfa aaj jo hai, so teji dekhi gayi kai sare sectors mein. To logon ko ek aashayen jagi. कि भाई अब बाजार जो है वो तेजी शुरू हुई है, अब बाजार दौड़ेगा. हालांकि अभी आपने कुछ देर पहले इशारा कर दिया कि इस तरह की बातों पे थोड़ा संयम बरतना चाहिए. तो आप हमारे जो श्रोता हैं उनसे आप क्या कहेंगे कि अभी आपको क्या लगता है, वो बिल्कुल रुके, आगे ऐसे हालात आपको क्या दिख रहे हैं कि कुछ जर्क आ सकता है?
देखिए, अगर आ भी गया तो आप क्या करोगे? मतलब ये स्टॉक मार्केट में जो निवेश कर, निवेश जो ट्रेडिंग करता हूँ उनकी बात अलग है. जो जिनका यहाँ से खरीदा उधर बेचा और दिन के एंड में उन्होंने कहा कि हमने इतने पैसे बनाए, हम उनके बारे में बात नहीं कर रहे हैं. अगर आप निवेश कर रहे हैं क्योंकि आप कोई ऐसी चीज़, निवेश आप स्टॉक मार्केट स्टॉक्स में क्यों करते हैं ज़्यादा जोखिम लेके, कि कुछ ऐसी चीज़ें हैं जो आप सैलरी से या आपके मासिक वेतन से आप पूरा नहीं कर पाते. तो अगर आप परचून की दुकान में जाएंगे तो उसके लिए तो स्टॉक मार्केट में आप निवेश नहीं कर रहे हैं, एक घर बनाने के लिए, बच्चों के हायर एजुकेशन के लिए, रिटायरमेंट के लिए कर रहे हैं. तो ये तो बहुत आगे चाहिए और उसमें काफ़ी साल तक निवेश करने के बाद होगा. तो बीच में अगर उथल पुथल होता है, आप सोचिए आप घर से अपने दफ्तर तक जा रहे हैं, बीच में एक जाते ही एक किलोमीटर के अंदर ही एक ट्रैफिक जाम हो जाता है, उससे आप दफ्तर जाने का रास्ता तो नहीं बंद करते हैं, आप कोई और रूट निकाल के पहुंच जाते हैं. तो इसको इग्नोर करना है. जैसे लोहा गर्म है उस पर हथौड़ा मारने वाली बात है. आपको नियमित रूप से निवेश करना है. आप ऐसा कुछ ना करें जो तेजी में ना कर रहे थे.
बिल्कुल, बिल्कुल.
और जो बीचों बीच का हिसाब होता है उसमें भी वही रहना है.
और इसी बीच अब दुनिया के जो शेयर बाजार है उनकी ओर ध्यान दे रहे हैं. अमेरिका के साथ चल रहे व्यापारिक तनाव और चीन द्वारा नए प्रोत्साहन उपायों की घोषणा की जाने के कारण आज एशियाई बाजारों में तेजी देखी गई. चीन के शंघाई कंपोजिट सूचकांक में 0.53%, हांगकांग के हैंगसेंग में 2.77%, दक्षिण कोरिया के कोस्पी में 1.14%, जापान के निक्केई में 0.23% और सिंगापुर के स्ट्रेट्स टाइम्स इंडेक्स में 0.20% की वृद्धि हुई है. दिन के कारोबार में यूरोपीय शेयर भी बढ़त के साथ कारोबार कर रहे थे. अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक जर्मनी का डैक्स 3.3% ऊपर था, फ्रांस का कैक 1.88% चढ़ा और ब्रिटेन का फुटसी 0.41% ऊपर था.
Moving on to the US stock market, US stocks closed in the red yesterday as businesses and investors assessed the impact of newly imposed US tariffs against leading trade partners. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.55% to close at 42,521. The S&P 500 lost over 1% to close at 5,778. And the NASDAQ Composite Index was down 0.35%, closing at 18,285. FIIs have been selling in their own markets as well, which is why the three major stock exchanges have witnessed losses in the US, Dow, S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite Index. But on the flip side, we saw the Asian markets go up, including the Sensex and Nifty, and of course the European stock markets as well. How important is the China news that you mentioned earlier about stimulus measures? What stimulus measures is the Chinese government going to announce?
I wish I knew, but I can tell you this much, that whatever is going to be the impact of the tariffs, they'll try to cushion it. They've been keeping the powder dry, by the way. And China's, from my understanding, I could be wrong, they're looking at it as a long haul. So they expect more measures to come in for 4 years, and they'll probably try to see through this administration. So I'm not a political expert, but that is my sense, because that's how Chinese thinking operates. So they're going to keep doing it, and they'll probably, typically they're going to redirect their products to other markets.
In more news, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced implementation of reciprocal tariffs that will take effect on April the 2nd, reinforcing his administration's stance on trade policy. He also criticized the European Union, China, Brazil, India, and South Korea for high tariffs. Very briefly, jewelry, pharmaceuticals, and petrochemicals, which is a major export basket for India, the losses are to the tune of $7 billion once the reciprocal tariffs take effect from April the 2nd. How do you see India countering it? Very briefly.
Well, I don't think we are in a position to... It can be done symbolically. It has been done symbolically in the past. The good part is, Arjun, it'll get passed on. I mean, we are low-cost producers as far as farmers are concerned. And there's only till a certain limit these things can be done.
और वाणिज्यिक कोयला खदानों से वित्त वर्ष 2024-25 के लिए कुल उत्पादन इस वर्ष फरवरी तक 167 मिलियन टन से अधिक हो गया है यह पिछले वर्ष की अवधि के दौरान 126 मिलियन टन की तुलना में 32% से अधिक की वृद्धि दर्शाता है
In the oil market, global crude oil prices trading over 1% lower today. Brent crude oil fell 1.17% and was trading at $70.21 per barrel, while WTI crude was 1.61% down and trading at $67.16 per barrel when reports last came in. My question is in two parts. One is the sanctions by Trump on Indian imports from Russia. Is that going to be cancelled out now that the geopolitics with Ukraine is now an issue? And secondly, do you see OPEC Plus increasing production or decreasing production because of lower oil prices?
I think they will try to cut OPEC. I'm going in the reverse order. They'll try and cut if there's a deal that happens, which looks pretty much inevitable. The other part, Arjun, is this deal that's being done between US and Russia. It's not just Russia. It also includes Iran, it seems. So for us, it will be a bonanza because Iranian oil is a far better candidate for our refineries and other producers, I mean, who process the oil. So it's much nearer also. So that should work out a little bit. That is one advantage that should work in our favor. We may not get the discounts, but that whole constraint of operating and giving an explanation now and then, that could become history.
सोना और चांदी का हाल जानते हैं सर्राफा बाजार में सोना आज गिरावट के साथ कारोबार कर रहा था अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक भारत में 24 कैरेट सोना 0.02% गिरकर 86,280 रुपये प्रति 10 ग्राम के स्तर पर था वहीं चांदी 1.17% बढ़कर 97,440 रुपये प्रति किलोग्राम के स्तर पर दर्ज की गई मल्टी कमोडिटी एक्सचेंज में अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक अप्रैल में आपूर्ति किए जाने वाले सोने का वायदा मूल्य 0.03% गिरकर 86,003 रुपये प्रति 10 ग्राम पर चल रहा था वहीं मार्च में आपूर्ति की जाने वाली चांदी का वायदा मूल्य 1.34% बढ़कर 96,000 रुपये प्रति किलोग्राम पर चल रहा था
The international prices of gold per troy ounce, which is about 27 grams, is almost touching $3,000. It's hovering between $2,800 and $2,900. And if you look at the price of silver as well, it's $32. It's almost $33 right now. What has led to this increase in prices for precious metals?
Political uncertainty, Arjun. This whole, whenever your confidence in the financial system gets affected, people tend to go to gold or dollar. But right now, dollar is getting strengthened up. People like those in the emerging markets in other countries, they will be going to gold. So this should be another good year for gold.
So how do you see domestic consumption coping with that? Very briefly.
I would go, instead of consuming it, I'd say invest in it, but make sure it's not more than 10% of your overall investments.
Udayan ji, market mat mein aane aur charcha ke liye aapka dhanyavaad.
Dhanyavaad.
And let's have a look at the closing headlines in English. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says investing in people, economy and innovation defines the roadmap of Viksit Bharat. Indian benchmark indices stage a comeback. Sensex jumps over 700 points while Nifty 50 closes at 22,337. Amid ongoing trade tensions, US President Donald Trump says it is now their turn to start using tariffs against other countries. And that's all in this edition of Market Mantra. For now, goodbye.
धन्यवाद
Market Mantra.